We're up to Siman Kuf Samach Aleph. It's fundamentals of Ribbis. Tonight we'll probably go on more of the Kololim, a little more academic than Halakha L'maisa. Obviously there's going to be a lot of Halakha L'maisa in Kesef, but we're going to get more of the Kololim, the Yisoidis between Ribbis Ketutso, Ribbis Derabbanon, Avak Ribbis, I'm sure was discussed in the past. Just as a general, I think what deserves a Hakdama here is we all know that Havah B'Ribbis. I lend you $100, I'm not going to give you back $110, that's Havah B'Ribbis. Yet if I'll sell you 100 items in order for you to pay me $110, that's not Ribbis. That's a regular Mechira. I'm allowed to charge for Mechira. That's a Dover Parshat. Now we also know, let's go, Havah is not necessarily by Mois. I could have a Havah by Peris. I could lend you 100 pounds of Peris in order to be paid back with 110 pounds of Peris. And that's also Ribbis Teraisa. It's Ribbis Ketutso. What is the Hagdara? And this is like a $1 million question. What is the Hagdara? How do we differentiate between Ribbis of a Havah and Ribbis of Mekach or Memkar? I'll give you a simple case of Mekach or Memkar just to... If I sell you something, let's say it's worth $100 now, and I tell you, you could either pay me $100 today, or if you'd like, pay me $110 next week. And maybe what we call 210 net 30 without getting into the Shiloh, but simple. Either pay me right now, it's $100, or next week it's $110. That's also Ribbis, but it's only Ribbis to Rabbanan. And we're going to learn tonight the differences between Ribbis to Rabbanan, which is called Avak Ribbis, and Ribbis Ketutso. One of the major nafkaminas is that Ribbis Ketutso is Yaitz B'dayonim, Bezin is Chayiv Machayiv to return him. Mashenken Ribbis to Rabbanan, Avak Ribbis is not Yaitz B'dayonim. Myself, Achiv Latziv Dei Shemayim, we're going to discuss, but it's not Yaitz B'dayonim.
What about the carrot? I tell you this thing costs $110. If you pay me right now,
okay, so like I said, I don't get into the Shiloh 210 net 30, but let me just get into the Kolam. So we know that by something which was Mecca or Memka, even though it's clear that I'm charging you more because of I'm extending you credit, I'm extending you Havah, so to speak, you really owe it to me $100 right now, and I'm telling you you can pay me $110 next week, that is a form of a Havah, it's a form of a credit, I'm extending you money, nevertheless, that's only the Rabbanan. But when it comes with a Havah, if I give you $100 for you to pay me back $110, that's already Havah, and that's Ribbis Deraisa. How do we know when a Havah is a Havah and when something is really Mecca Kamemka? It's clearly not because Havah is Dafka Mois. Like I said, you could do the same thing with those pears. And like I say, here's a pound of pears and pay me back next week a pound and a half. That's Havah B'Ribbis and it's Ribbis D'Raisa. And yet when I say here's a pound of pears and if you pay me today the price is $1, but pay me next week is $1.50, that's only Ribbis D'Rabbanan. Look, I'm also extending you credit on the exact same pound, the very same pound of Paris. What is the difference? And this is a very slightest fundamental caution, chilik we have to get to, and you're going to see it's really machlokes. There are some who say the Chavis Das is medayik and the Shita mekubetes. It's not muskim. Rav Kivega has a different shot in that Shita, but the Chavis Das says that the Shita says the difference is what you say. It could do the exact same thing, but if you say Havah, lend me a pound of payers, or lend me money and I'll pay you back more, that's Ribbis, that's a real Havah, that's Ribbis Teraisa. If I tell you, sell me the pound of payers and I'll pay you more, that's Mekach, and that's not part of the Torah. The Torah never asked it, Mechira, it's only Midrabanan. It's whatever you say. That is Magdir, the difference between Havah and Mechira. But once you took it, the deal is consummated either way. If I give you the pound of pears and you're already moishek to your shus, you made the kinyan on that pound, whether it was mechir, whether it's havah, you already coined it and you're mischayev to whatever the terms of the deal were. But it seems that the Chavis Das suggests, and you're going to see nafkaminas, he says it's all totally in the lashon. But from kama v'kama rishonim and poiskim, they say it has nothing
to... What's the difference between paying me now and then? I'm charging you more then because I'm waiting?
It's clear, isn't it? Why am I charging you more? Because I'm waiting. I'm charging you more, so that's aganata. If you'd pay me today, only charge... Well, Zakhman Allah bin Mova is Zikr is the rice, even when they're not. It's not Zakhman Allah bin Mova. I'm telling you, I'll sell you this item, and you can pay me next week, and of course, an extra $10. This is the deal of the Mechir. We discussed these terms before you actually are Meshach the Chayfitz. I'm telling you, this is the deal. You know, cash or credit has two different prices, and if you go with the credit, you're going to have to pay me more. So it's a new price for the Chayfitz. So the Chavizal says that the Shita holds it's all Tali. The whole distinction is whether it's you said the Lashon Hava or you said the Lashon Mechira. But like I said, the most Paiskim in the Rishonim and Mavur has nothing to do with the Lashon. If I take money and I say, you know, I won't lend you the $100, but I'll sell you the $100 that you owe me $110 next week, that's Rivis Teraisa. It has nothing to do. I mean, it's not like this Pshat of the Shita. So what is the Chilak? What's the Hagdara? So the Chavizal comes up with a beautiful Chilak. It's a chiddush, but it's a beautiful chiluk. He says the following. He says, in order to have hava by very nature means that you get something and you give back that very same item. I get peris, I give you back peris. I get money, I give you back money. If I get peris and the deal is I have to give you back money, or vice versa, I get money and the deal is I have to pay you back with peris, since it's not the same min, that is mechira. Mechira is when you sell and buy, it means you would rather have this item instead of this. I'm taking this item and I owe you payment in return. Or faket, I want to buy your money, for example, and I'll pay you with peris. I'm buying your money. I for some reason need your money and I'm paying you back with peris. But if I buy, so to speak, money, and I pay you back with money, that's not a mechira. That's the exact same item. So what you're doing is you're borrowing. You need it for some time, and you're willing to repay me that very same item at a later date. And so too by peris is ribis teraisa. If I borrow a saw of peris, and I pay you back at a later date, more than a saw of peris, that's the same min. It's not a mechira, that's a hava. So it's a nesivis, it's totally, everything is totally is it the exact same min or a different min? And therefore, even though the tour over here is mashman light, not like the Chavizal, even the tour has a general cloud. Be mois for peris, when peris for mois, no matter what, it's ribis deraisa. So the Chavizal is a snapshot in the tour. You can't read the tour literally, because if it's mois for peris or peris for mois, that's a mechira. What does the tour mean? The tour means that I'm really giving you mois for mois. I'm giving you $100 for $100, and you're legging to the ribis is in the form of peris. So I say, here's $100, I'm willing to lend you $100, if you give me back $100 plus a pound of peris. That's in the Chavizal said, that's about the ribis teraisa, because it's money for money, so that's a hava, and anything extra in return is considered ribis. What the extra doesn't have to be the same thing. What we need to do, what differentiates, what determines whether it's Havah Mechira is the Karen. Are you giving me back the same min and that makes it Havah? Or are you giving back a different min for the Karen? Is a repayment in a different kind and therefore it's considered a Mechira? That is the Chavizal's Chiddush. And it's Mavul like that in Rishonim, in the Sugyo, Kama Rishonim and Mavul like that. Maybe with a slightly different time than the Chavizal's, but I didn't go into it. But the Nakuda is, if it's a different min, it's automatically considered a Mechira. If it's the same min, it's considered a Havah. And like I said, it has a difference whether it's a Daraisa or a Rabbanim, means whether you have a Chiyav to be Yitzhak with Dayanim or not.
If you play the Chavizal's, he gives him $100, and he says, pay me back $110 worth of peris.
If they pay me back a pound and a half of peris, if they pay $110 worth of peris, you know, that I don't know, because that means really maybe you're going for the money. It could be debatable, but at least if I tell you, pay me back a pound and a half of peris, which happens to be worth $110, but the Chavizal's, it's only going to be Nisa Derabonin. Comes along a third Mahalach, and that's Makar Mayim Chaim, and he argues with the Chavizal's. He goes back to the first Mahalach, so to speak. He says it's totally in the Lashon Shtegel, but he legs to another Nakuda. And Batsim, the reason why he says he's like an added thing is because really that addition that he adds really could go with either pshat. He says that a halvah is something that is nitin lahitza, something that's going to be used up, something that's going to be either you're going to spend it or eat it up. If I give you a pound of fruit and you plan on eating that pound, so that is considered a halvah. I'm lending you for the time, use the fruit, and tomorrow pay me back with something else. But if I give you an item that's lasting and you just need it for the shtamshes, let's say his case, which we're going to see, if I give you an eved, if I lend you, quote unquote, I lend you an eved, and the terms are you have to give me back two avadim, that he says, that's not considered a halva, because that's not nitin latzo. You're not eating up the eved, you're not killing the eved. What you borrowed, so to speak, you took the eved to use, so that's a purchase. When you take an item to use, that's a purchase. When you take something to spend, to eat up, that's considered a halva. Now he happens to say it in the first pshat that in order to have halva like him, you need two tanaim. A, you have to say a lashon halva, and B, it has to be something that's spendable. That you're going to be machala, like fruit or money or whatever. But
the other way is the schiris. That case with the eved is the schiris. It's like, I'm giving you my Evid, and you pay me back, give me back my Evid.
If I'll have to, if you're giving back this very same Evid plus extra, you're right, that is a schiris. But if I tell you, give me back two different of all them, here's, right, here's this Evid, and here's Tom, and give me back Frank and Jerry, that's something else. That's a mechira going on. That's what he says. And we don't view it. What do you mean? I took a pound of payers, I took a pound of avodah, and I paid you back with a different 2 pounds of avodah. No, that's not considered avodah, because it's not something that you spend or you eat up or you. It's something that you mishtamish with. You need it for its services, but not something that you machala. And that's an extra tanah that he says. Now, he happens to say it in the first prayer, but l'chayra, if you want to, because he happens to have a dik in the Rosh, l'chayra could combine the two perhaps with the Chavis Das, because ik is like the Chavis Das, and say that in order to have avodah, you need it to be the same min plus something that you mechala. The Chavis Das clearly doesn't hold like the Makor Ma'akayim, but you could say that too. It means it's a really a freestanding variable that he adds on to the equation. What we had, it was the Shita who says the Tali in the Loshen, and the Chavis Das says the Tali on what min you're giving back. Now he throws in a third thing, he is also visiting, in order to have avodah, it has to be something that you plan on spending or using up, not something that you've been mishtamish with. And it's going to be nafkaminis, which we'll see, I mean, as you go through the simen and other cases, you're going to see throughout that there could be nafkaminis between these pratim, clearly, where it's going to be a derais or derabanan. Okay.
This is a derabanan.
The Makor Ma'akayim holds that avodim is not shayach to create. The Rosh says, he's really coming from a Rosh. The Rosh says, it's not shayach to mashal ois a halva beribis by avodim. Midrabanan Pasha is going to be also, but he says it, which we'll see in the first sif. But he says it's not shaykh to create such a Havo Beribis. Now everyone wants to know, why not? Why can't he create Havo Beribis for Avodim? So the Makor Ma'akayim says, because Avodim is not spendable. You don't use it up, so if it's not Havo. And the Chavis Das, to address his kasha, uses his shita, and he goes, Agav Agav, he says that in order to have Havo, you need it to be the same min. And he says that that's very nice, a pound of fruit. I give back another pound of fruit. It's all fruit. I borrow a box of paper, and I give you back 2 boxes of paper. It's all paper. It's all the same. Now, Shekin Avodim, that every Evid is different, he says by its very nature, the structure of Avodim, every Evid is different. So therefore, it always blives like 2 different meaning. So like the Chavis Das says, when you borrow an Evid, and you give back 2 different avodim, the reason why it cannot be a avodah raiso is because all avodim are different. Every single person is different, and therefore it's not considered the same min, even though they're both avodim. And he says it by karka as well. He stretches it, which we'll see, he stretches it to karka. If I lend you, so to speak, you can have lot A, that's my avodah to you, and pay me back with lot B and C, and lot B and C is worth more than lot A, you know, that's not avodah raiso, because every piece of land is worth, every location is different, every land is different, and therefore it has to be, by its very nature, a different min, and therefore it's only considered a mechir, which is also midrabanan, but not midraiso. If I give him $100,000, and
he wants to show that he has $100,000.
So it's like a pakodin.
So then according to this, it's not
like Tzah. If it's not in Tzah, God, that there's a Gemara, God, that with Rav Chama. But yes, you could start working that might not be a deraisa. God, that might be just a she'ela. I'm not spending it. I'm using a chala leroy, like the Gemara says, and I'm doing it to show off or whatever it is, so that in a kanami, that might be only a she'ela. Now if you want to pay for it, that might be a skiris. The question is, why then can you be say, come on? And it really, it's a sigur which we'll have to address as we... Two minim. Kakoyas are 2 minim.
The same
minim? I mean, apple and orange, I think, is even better. That's 2 minim in color tergula, much like Mecca Komemka blives like 2 minim, and other things that blive like 2 minim. I would assume the Dava Parchet, that should blive like 2 minim. And therefore, in a Konami, it won't be an Itza Darais, it would only be a Itza Rabbanon, and therefore it would not be Yitzhak Vidayonim. Sorry? Payers
for
mois, the mois for payers would only be the Rabbanan. And that which the Torah said not like that is because it really means payers for payers plus throw me in an extra dollar as rivets. So therefore the avod was payers for payers and the extra dollar is the rivets. Or $100 for $100 and throw me a pound of payers as the rivets, as the compensation. But in the economy, payers for mois, and mois for payers would only be the Rabbanan.
If I give you a plate, give you a brand new plate, and you give me back 2 the same exact other style, shape, color, plate.
Same exact? So look, that would be Rivas Deraisa.
That wouldn't be like the Avodim, because you're giving back 2.
No, his Vodim, the Avodim, each one is unique.
It has to be different.
But a plate is, look, Mina Yadua and Mina Yishava. But if something which is...
Different type of plate, 2 different types of plate.
And economy, if it would be a different plate, you're going to get, you know, this... style and company, and we could argue that that's a different minhag in a kanami. It would only be the rabbanan. So, all right, let's start. Because you pay, it's not a pashut that if you do a khalif and it's motiv. I trade you plates, I trade you fruit, you know, that's fine. It's because I'm giving you something today and I'm telling you pay me back at a later time tomorrow and extra.
If I make the market, what would really be able to hear in the cuts that I don't have is a place to pay me.
No, then you might have a problem.
But the khalif is enough for me because by my own draw, there's a smile, I can't be going to bed before the smile.
Okay, that's a shayla. Even if I could be goyva, might be still ribbis if I'm not goyva. All right, well, let's not try that. The agdara you have to get from here is that the ikul is like the chavis das, and what differentiates a mechir from a havo is if it's the same min, it's very nature, that's considered havo. It's a repayment of what I gave you, and if it's a different min, that's a mechir. That we made a purchase. You wanted this item, and in return you gave me something else. That's a mechir. That's a mechir.
Not the
shibud
and the
chiyuv,
not
the mitzvah shokhet. You're not giving me shokhet. I want this item for that.
If I give you $100 and say that you have to pay me back $110, but you pay me back with payers, it's still going to be a ribbis.
Correct. If I make up $100 for $110, you're giving me back payers 100%, because the kitzvah that we made was dollar for dollar, right? All right. Let's start Sif Aleph. Let's get into this a little bit. Kol dava, everything. So it's a very powerful lashon, you'll see what it means. Called out of everything, also luvois b'tosefes. You now let a borrow it b'tosefes with the terms that you're going to pay back something extra. V'afilu b'pachas mishava pruta. Even if that tosefes is only pachas mishava pruta, I'm going to say, I'm going to give you a dollar and pay me back, which is not shayek really in today's economy, because a shava pruta today is about 3/4 of a penny, and we don't have a coin, a denomination less than that. But let's say if it'll be in Eretz Yisrael, and I say, you know, lend me a shekel and pay me back a shekel plus one agura, yeah, that will be a pachas mishava pruta, and in the Chanami, the Mechab is coming to tell you that it's still considered osam mida araisa. Yesh isa ribis is still osam mida araisa. Aval ein mitzin osam mida yonin, but in a case where it's pachas mishava pruta, we're not mitzin mida yonin. Let me just do the Ramon, I'll get back to the Mechab. Klolo the ribis, Dr. Ramon, general cloud. The choshu aga nata, anything which is aga, which is schar, for nata, for hamtona. You're paying extra for the hamtona, for the ability to keep the money for a time, for a period of time. Also, bainchu derek mekach, whether it's derek mekach, like our case, I sold you something to pay me back later at a higher price. Bainchu derek havo, it's irrelevant, both are also, the nafkamina is just, alusha b'derek mekak enorak avak ribis, derek mekak is avak ribis, which is only midirabonim, whereas avo is ribis midiraisa. What's the lotion? Avak ribis, Rashi in Sukkah says that avak means the dust of ribis, he gives a moshe, nichlach m'machteshes. So it's not the ikka hadava, but it's the shirayim of the dava. It's not the ikka isa ribis in the Torah, but it's the shirayim, it's the avak of the ribis, that's avak ribis. Havo is ribis deraisa, derek mekach is avak ribis. And really derek mekach, we have two cases of derek mekach, two classical cases, I should say. One is the case I gave you, that really an item is only worth $100. I say, pay me $100 today or $110 tomorrow. So I'm charging you more for the hamtana. So that's one case of ribis derabon, avak ribis of mekach and mekach. But you could have the inverted case, which is also avak ribis. I tell you like this. I'm going to sell you goods which are going to be first delivered in 30 days from now. If you pay me on delivery, let's say couches, furniture, if you pay me on delivery, it's going to be $1,000. If you pay me today in advance, I'll give it to you for $900. So you're giving me $900 now for something which I'm going to in return give you $1,000. I'm giving something more than you are giving me, and then I'm going to give it to you in a later date. That's why I'm giving you more. I mean, why am I giving you a discount? It's because you're giving me up front that I have the use of your money for that window, for that month, before I deliver the goods. So that's also avek ribis. Could go either way. Either I charge you more because I'm giving you, extending you credit, or I charge you less because, like I said, you're extending me credit, so I think you're paying me early. Either one is avek ribis. Just the second case, what we call is paiskin, that you're giving me early. There are some heterim, depending on the case, which Mietz Hashem will learn. But as a general rule, Avek Ribbis Vaderek Mekamenka could go either way.
It can sound like that. Even if the deal is, the second you take the money from my hand, you have to give me 10% more, then that's what though. The second you take the money out of my hand,
right. Well, the person will say that if I lend you money and I tell you that you can pay me back, I'm going to lend you for whatever, $100, I say, pay me $110. If you want to pay me back today, it's still going to cost you $110. That they say, that's Ribbis Daraisa. Because you are paying me more for the Hamtana, even if you don't carry through with the Hamtana, but I gave you the ability to take the Hamtana. So even though you don't use it, but if I tell you, here's $100, and you don't have to pay me back till tomorrow, and that's why I'm charging you an extra $10, that $10 added cost was for the Hamtana. Now, whether or not you actually paid, good, but whether or not you actually paid me today and didn't use the Hamtana because you didn't need the funds or not is irrelevant. But the deal was structured that you have the ability of the schus for the Hamtana, and that more is a payment for the Hamtana.
What if you don't speak out of this group?
So we're going to see that there are halachas later on, there are hetem. I just want to give you the classic case. Rather, the other way also, if you don't speak out the added charge, we'll also have a hetem under certain situations. Like if I sell you something, pay me in a month and it's 110, even though it happens to be worth 100 today, there might be mutter depending on certain variables. But let's wait for that siman. There's a whole siman on these in Yonim. But basically is that Derek Mekok and Memka, you have two cases. That's Avak Ribbis and Mashenk and Balvo, it's Ribbis Daraisa. Now let's go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Koldova Asalubas. What's the Mechaber trying to tell you? Koldova, everything is Asalubas. What are you trying to do? It's because there's really a Machloikis Rishonim. There are some Rishonim, Tosis Bereshim, who dash in a Klala Prada Klal and says that there's no Ribbis Daraisa by Karka Avodin Vishtaris. When it's made from the parish of Hava. Now when it's made, and they don't have an Issa Ribbis. So Makloik is Rishonim, the Rashba, other Rishonim argue with Taisis, and the reason why, and the Makab is coming along to tell you, Koldov also levels to be Koylel, not like Taisis, that even by Karka, you're still going to be even Issa Daraisa by Havaba Ribbis. Now what's the case of Karka by Havaba Ribbis? So Taisis says that the case is, I lend you, so to speak, a land which has crops on it, and I tell you, could gesin to height. Reap the crops, take it, take everything you want, harvest the crops, and pay me back next year with a land which has even more crops. So basically, even though it's mechubel type of halva, I'm lending you an acre worth of crops in order that you should pay me back 2 acres worth of crops. That's what Taisa says is the case of a halva, would be a case of a halva by karaka. And he says, because it's a klal prada klal, it was nismayit, and it's not awesome in the raisa. That's Taisa's ashita. Like I said, the Mechaber is going like Taisis and holds that too is also Midaraisa, and there would be a Chiv, right, of the Dayanim, it would be Yaitzeb Dayanim, because it would be a Ribbis Daraisa. Now, even though the Mechaber paskins like the Rashba, the Achrayim say, the Lutrum, and others say, the Heintek as well, that since far as Midaraisa Machlekes Lainav, because it's really Machlekes Rishainim, so even though the Mechaber was Machriya, but since there is a Goyin in Sivkon Aleph, which is Mashba, he argues with the Mechaber, and the other Achrenim will argue with the Mechaber, therefore it's a Machlekes. So since it's a Suffolk, you don't have to. It wouldn't be Yaitse B'dayonim. Because it's a Suffolk, whether or not it's Ribbis Ksutsu, whether or not it's a Ribbis Deraisa, if it's a Suffolk, you're a Muxik, the Malva's a Muxik, he need not return the money. It's not yet within it. If you will be taifisit, if the Leva will go ahead and chop the ribbis back, then in the Chanami, the Leva will be able to keep it, because he could say Kimli like the other Yishanim, like the Rashba, that it is ribbis ksutin and ziyat b'dayanim. And you should know, that's not a klal god that we should know, because it's, the Shach talks about, Mamish at the end of Kavayin Zion, he brings out others to say not like him, but he passes like that, that when you have a shaila by a ribbis ksutza, if you have a suffix midaraita, if you have a suffix, are you doing ribbis ksutza or not? The Shach Paskins that has a regular gedarim of kosher mishpat that you could tie in a kimli and I need not give back the money. Others said not like that. Others say that what do you mean you have a suffik midaraisa? It's a mitzvah midaraisa to give back money, to give back the ribbis that you took. And if you have a suffik deraisa, you should have a chiv to give back the money. And they say that if you have even a suffik deraisa ribbis kutsu, you have a chiv to give it back. And the Shach Paskins not like that. The Shach Paskins that even by ribbis kutsu, a regular suffik is like just like kosher mishpat suffik. If you have a makloikis, you're muksik, you can keep the money. If you're in his typhus, okay, he's typhus. But when you have a makloikis, like this case, you have a makloikis, is by kaka ribbis kutsu or not, so then the Shach holds that the mouth is allowed to hold on to it, but yen is allowed to be typhus.
This case by case by characters with pairs only, right? Character and character, we said before.
So that's what, again, that's what the Chavis Das is trying to, and the Makar Mayim Chaim is, why did Taisis have to chop on a case that I lent you a land with an acre worth of crops? Why don't you say a simple case? I lent you one lot, and you're giving back two in return. Again, with that same sheet, that the Chavis Das's teretz is because it's two, blives automatically like two different minim. Every character is different, and therefore it would be only a mechir, so it would never be a nisa deraisa anyway. And the other, and then the Makor Mankheim says, because kaki you don't spend, you're not mechalit, so therefore it's not over. But that's really, they're coming, is try, again, a deacon tells you, why do you have to chap on a modern case for? Teretz is, because it's vital with this type of svara. Now, even if we will go like Tosis, and we will say that there's no Issa Midaraisa because it was a klala prada klam, still the Ran says that it's Osa Midarabonan. It means it's not mut, it's still Osa Midarabonan, and the Ran says the Svara because it's Loigora Miribis Devorim. Well, there's a concept of Ribis Devorim that is, that if I give you, if you look, you could see it, the end of Sefkot and Aleph in the Goyin, he says that, Dolagora Miribis Devorim. There's a concept that if I borrow money from you, and a lot of places can hold that even a thank you is considered ribbis dvarim. If I borrow money from you and I pay you back and I say thank you, that's ribbis dvarim, and that's also midaraisa. Like whatever, you can go through the different sheets. Like tayyaz midaraisa, we pass it's only also midarabonan. But it's still also. There's still a concept of ribbis dvarabonan, which is also. It means Chazal asked anything extra, even mere words, even a thank you is considered extra as a payment more than I gave you. I didn't say thank you to you when I lent you the money, so when you give me back and you tell me thank you, you're giving me something back extra, so therefore that's ribbis dvarim. So Dr. Ran, even if you tell me it was an smite from a kala prada klal, and there's no ribbis by karka, but it's loy gora from ribbis dvarim. I mean, you got something back in return extra than you, that you lent him, so that is going to be awesome with the rabbanon l'kala pakas. That's the sheet of Zaran. But anyway, the mice is either way. Anyway, it's a suffix deraisa because it's a makhlek as yishayinim, but even like Taisis, it still would be also l'kala pakas midrabanon.
The shocking you said about that shaila, whether it's going to be a suffix after you're back, it could be this or deraisa. So every time you have a shaila in a place you missed, but you have a suffix, it's a gazela.
Yeah, that's the Velt Kasher of Shimon in Echanami, and he said because the isa stems from the chiv moment. So you have to first decide the money, and then you could decide the Issa. When Shein came by Ribis, they counter, and there's a rise from Rishonim like that, that it doesn't work like that. That the Svar is that what's mechayiv me to give back money is not, so to speak, the Mominus Shabbat, it's the Issa Shabbat that the Torah didn't want me to lend by Ribis, and they want mechayiv me to give you back. It's like a payment. We're going to see later on in the Sefei that there's no Shibun Nechasim. If a Malva dies after he gets the Ribbis Ksutza, the Yoshim don't have to give it back. It's not a typical Mammon Dekachiv. It's not a Gezel or a Mazik type of a Chiv. It's a new Chiv that Torah wants you to give back Ribbis. He wants you to give back Lachayosei. Torah wants you to pay back Ribbis.
It's only his Ribbis.
So if you have a suffix, you have a suffix Issa Deraisa. You have a suffix Chiv Deraisa. Normally suffix Deraisa L'chumra. That's what they say. And the Shach says, no. Like this word, that it really stems from the mammonis, and therefore you could tie the moksik. But that's the machlokes.
Who owns the ribbis before he pays back? Did the ribbis consist of malva owns in
that? That's also a good shaila. Apparently, just without knowing anything, l'chayr, the malva has to own the ribbis, l'chayr, because, like I said, there's no chiv on the yorshim and there's no shim on the chosim. So l'chayr, it would be the malva's to be mekadesh and nisha, l'chayr. That's what you have to say from these rais. But it is a tumult amongst the Paiskim. There's a Ritva, there's a Chazanish, there's a lot of raid on it. How does it work? Ribbis Ksutza is a Chiv Chal. Let's say before you paid the Ribbis, and you made up to pay Ribbis Ksutza. So what's that? You taka owe the Ribbis Ksutza just you can't pay, or the Torah was Mafki, and now you don't owe the Ribbis Ksutza because you're now let her pay Ribbis. And they go into the Ishah, and the Nafka Minas, and which we'll see, Mitzvah Shem, as we go through. Well, the Gemara dashens it from a pasuk that it's yetsu with the yonim, whatever, it's a chiv to give back. I mean, really, it's yetsu with the yonim, but it's the same, one and the same.
The karka, if they lend you karka this year and for next year, right, if it's changed. My door karka this year, and I have to give back next year.
The same karka?
Same karka, with 2 years' crops. Well, they have a double the crop.
No, if it's the same karka, then it's really my crops.
I have a piece of karka, let's say, for example, right? And then, so you want to borrow this karka, and I tell you, give it back to me, but next year I want to have 2 acres of crops.
Wait 1 second. How much karka are you borrowing?
Same amount of karka.
So you're borrowing an acre worth of karka, so you're going to have an acre worth of crops.
Will that give me back extra karka?
No, the part was you're giving back the schus to eat crops on other karka. But it's crops, it's all pears. It's really the one and the same.
It has to be the same karka, right?
If I'm changing karka for karka, if the havo was on the karka, so to speak, so that's a mechir, because the chavisah says it's never the same man. But if what I'm giving you is the achilis pears, And all peris are shava anyway. What's in this apple and that apple, if it's grown here, grown across the street? So if I give you this piece of land, which has an acre worth of crops, I'm going to ask that next year you give me your lot, which has 2 acres worth of crops, that would be a ribbis deraisa, because crops for crops, it's all the same thing.
Yes, speak up. If you pay for it now, it's cheaper.
In order to, by Mecca command, in order to be over the Rabbanon? Well, that we're going to see him yet to Shem. It could be Yad Shar Yadu or Yad Shar. Well, let's hold off on it. But that's the easiest case. That's a vade no-no. If I tell you today it's worth $100, but you know, cash one price, credit is a different price. That's a no-no. Without saying it lahedjo, that we're going to see variables later on.
The Chazis had a call about the cloth of the Mamayi Dagodim. Why the call is not have to come at a special
case? Oh no, you see, the Chazis says he's Mamayi Karka. And the Rosh says on Tosis that Tosis only use the Kala Prada Klal to be Mamayit Karka, because Avodim you don't even need a Kala Prada Klal, because it's not even Shaykh to have a Havo Beribis on Avodim. That's what they're trying to say. But even the case of Tosis of Karka, he chapped on a mud in the case. You need a Taich for that also. Teretz is the same Taich, because it doesn't...
I understand what the Tosis goes down
to. That's what he says. All right. If it's a Sofik Chiv Chazar, Ribbis Ksusa Yetz V'dayanu Manat, and the Makhloek is Rishonim, like this case, if the Loiva is Teif... It's only Ben Odom Mamokam type of a Chiv, if you will take it to the extreme, then how is it Shaik for you to be Teifis if I don't really owe you the money? The reason why I have to give you the money is because the Torah is Mechaimi to give you the money. Obviously you... So how do you have a right to be Teifis? The ribbis kitzah back. You're not the baal dova. Vaistois, and you see for other things, like Abi Shmuis and other things, Vaistois, that once the Torah was mechayim to give you back the money, makes you a shtekel of a baal dova, and makes you have a schutz money in me, maybe not in my shiv in the chosen, in a konami. You have to be magged to that, but it definitely needs beer.
Is there a ribbis to burn the shas halva also?
I borrow and I say thank you. Lachayr, why not?
Why not?
Sorry?
Thank you is a problem.
Why not?
I thought that's the normal
way. I know, I think thank you is a problem. Shlomo Zalman in his Tshuvas, I believe in Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph, it's really not for tonight, it was Dvarim, but he says, he wants to say that maybe thank you is not a problem. And then in his second Chelek, he was Chayza, and he said, Avad, it is a problem. He found later on, I believe it was either Shulchan Akarav, or Dukach Mazadam, and other places in the Mamfa Pasha, Avad, thank you is a problem. So that you think thank you now for the halva?
The word thank you is not necessarily because
of giving me a gift. For the shtava, so I would have to think thank you for being mishtava. You don't say it. You thank you. When you get the halva, you say thank you, especially since they usually say thank you when they pay back the halva. So that, all right, but let's not get into the, really it's not a sugya for tonight, but we'll have to be magdered when we do ribbis dvarim.
Every malva should say thank you. When you lend it, you should say thank you.
If you can say that thank you washes the other thank you, yeah. Well, Zika owes Hakar Satayv to the Leva because he's giving him an opportunity to be Mekayim and Mitzvah Deraisa. So that's the price we want to say. If Yenna says thank you and you tell him back something like Nishtofa, you know, different Lashonis that you negate his thank you, somehow you could neutralize the Ribbis Dvarim. Again, let's not get into Ribbis Dvarim. Let's try to move on. Again, let's go back to the Makabe. The Makabe says, Now, like I said, the Makabe is going that all this is a Ribbis Deraisa. He didn't have the Klal Prada Klal Pashtis. Now, what would be by Pox Meshav Pruta? The reason why Machabe had to say that is, again, because Taisus wants to use the Klal Prada Klal to tell me that there's no Itza Ribbis on Pox Meshav Pruta. Because if Ma Prada, it has to be a Ribbis which is Shavu Kesef, and not if it's Pox Meshav Pruta. Machabe, again, seemingly would not go with the Klal Prada Klal, and that's why there would be a Chiv, or at least it would be an Itza Deraisa. The Goyin, however, says that the reason why this is also is not the regular Lav, but Avada, yeah, call a prada klal, not call a prada klal, Avada, you still need shava kesef, you need shava pruta in order to be over a lav the araisa of Havo Beribis. And the reason why it's also even pox mishava pruta is as chati shir. Gain says, just like in Kol HaTorah Kula, Chati Shir is also Min HaTorah, like by Gezel, if someone steals Pachus Mishover Pruta, it's also Chati Shir. It's the Rav HaMagid who says that, so too Zag the Gain, and the Pshat HaMechaba is that it's also the Pachus Mishover Pruta, Yesh Isser Rivis, also an Isser Derais of Chati Shir. That's what the Gain says. And that's why he explains why the Mechaber says Ein Mitzino Isser B'Dayonim, because it's the same type of Svara. L'chayir, if there would be a Ribbis Taraisa, a regular Taraisa, why wouldn't you have the Chiv to give return it? So they're going, because really it's a Chatishir. There was no Chiv HaShover, which was Misraba. It's Pachas Mishover Puta, whatever, by Gezel, by Pachas Mishover Puta. There's also no Chiv HaShover, maybe it's Mitam Achila, whatever the Svaras might be. So to over here, there's no Chiv HaShover Midaraisa to give back the money, and that's why Ein Mitzino Isser B'Dayonim. That's how the Goyin seemingly learns. The Shach, if you look in Sifkat and Gimel, the Shach says, he's coming to argue with the Lavush. Lavush said the reason why it's Ein Matzin Oysa B'Dayonin, even though it's Oysa Midaraisa, Lavush says, because like a general din is Halach and Chesh and Mishpat and Sim involved, that on anything which is Prachas Mishavar Pruta, any claim of Prachas Mishavar Pruta, Bezin doesn't bother with it. Bezin is not Niskokin. It's like, whatever the Svar is up beneath their dignity, whatever the Cheshbon is, but Bezin doesn't have a Chiv to be Nizkak to something to Ogvi or Pachas Meshavar Pruta. So to hear Zakhtar Lavush, that's why Emetina said B'dayonin, because it's Pachas Meshavar Pruta. And the Shach argues, the Shach says it's not true, because even though Bezin doesn't have a Chiv to be Nizkak for Pachas Meshavar Pruta, should they want to, they have the right to. On, in a regular Chesh and Mishpat, if I have a Tvi on your Lezen Shavar Pruta, and Bezin wants to force me to pay, they have that right. They could be Nizkak should they want to. Mashenkin over here, it seems Ein Matzin Isser B'Dayonim, even if Bezin would like to. Another kasha the Shach is that there's a halacha over there that once Bezin is Nizkak for a pruto, and the counterclaim was, let's say, Pachas Meshavar Pruta, or an additional claim was Pachas Meshavar Pruta, once Bezin is ready in Nizkak to the din of Dvarim between the two parties, then they ferize the din on all the tainis, on everything, even if one of the tainis is Pachas Meshavar Pruta. And here it wouldn't be that way. If I have a tain on you for Mazik, and I also have a tain on you for this, and it's Pachas Meshavar Pruta, for Ribbis Ksus of Pachas Meshavar Pruta, it seems to the Machab in Matzina Sabadayanam, no matter what. So the Shach argues with the Lavosh, but he doesn't really explain, so what is Pshat? So like the Goyin, I just said, the Goyin holds that really there's not a regular lav. Really for the lav you need Shavar Pruta, and there's a Pachas Meshavar Pruta, there's no Chiyav HaShavar. The Chavis Das says a whole different Pshat. And there's enough Kamina. The Chavis Das says that Be'etem it goes with the regular Gedorim of Bezin Nizkokin. That means really, let's say there would be a Chiyav HaShavar. Really Bezin should be Nizkokin. You have a Chiyav HaShavar and Pachas Meshavar Pruta. But we have a Klal in Bezin Nizkokin. Zakta Chavis Das, a klal. But sometimes Bezin could be Niskokin if they want to voluntarily, they have the right to be Niskokin. He says, here is much worse. Here it's different. He says, normally there's a Chiv Mammon. If I owe you a Pachas Meshavar Pruta, if it's a Chiv Mammon involved, if it is a Shibun Nechosim, so you see it's a real Chiv Mammon, so then Bezin voluntarily has the right to be Niskokin even for Pachas Meshavar Pruta. But this Chiv HaShavar, which is not a real Chiv Mammon, the Araya, because you see, there's no Shiva in the Chosin. Bezin can't be Yoitze to my Nechosin. They only could be Koifin, I say, to be Mekayim or Mitzvah Hashava. But they can't force me. If I'm not here, they can't be Yoitze to my Nechosin without my permission. They can be Koifin, I say. They can beat the living daylights out of the guy. But they can't take his money away from him by force. So you see, it's not a real Chiv Mammon. This type of Chiv, Bezin, it's not Kedai. They're not Koifin on a mitzvah, on a chatzi mitzvah kilo. They're not koifin on such a thing, which is a chatzi chiv, a pachas meshavar pruta, which is not a real chiv mammon. So again, you see that this chiv hashavah is not a real chiv mammon, and he brings this raya because there's no shiva nechazim. But it's really a vod of ein bezin niskokin. And therefore, the nafka mina is Dr. Chavis Das, if what would be if he borrowed the ribbis, and the ribbis was a shavar pruta, and he realized afterwards, and he was already paid, it was a ribbis ksutza, and he gave back a chatzi pruta. So he still owes back a chati pruta of ribbis ksutza. So if you would say the vay was normally because it was a mechila built in, it was a ribbis chati share, look, here we got a full share. By Gezel, for example, we paskin, by Gezel and Shin Samach, we paskin, if I steal a pruta, and I pay you back half a pruta, and I wasn't mekayim my full hashava yet, I still have a chiv on the next half a pruta, and bezin is kaifin, I say. So that would be numa, but Zakta Chavis Das, since the vod is a different vod, since the vod is that it's been, you know, ain't niskokin to kavod, Bezin is not niskokin to a pachas meshavar pruta, so even if it started out as a sheer pruta, but since now it's only pachas meshavar pruta, also Bezin would not be niskokin.
If you have a suffix, be a rice, going back to the case, you have a shah. you have a subject of advice, and likely you don't, you're not related to the Dayot over there. Pshat is, you're not allowed to be related to the Dayot to this point, because you might be.
You're not allowed because it's a topic. You're not because it's.
Because on the tzad that it's not rivers.
Then it's gazelon. If it's not tzad, it's not rivers. I'm not allowed to steal money from the malva.
Then
bezin is right. Right. No. So that,
not taking it. Right,
well, that's why if it's a suffix, that's the shachot. If it's a suffix, the malva is muktzik. Well, if the malva wants to give it back to you, fine. But you can't force the malva to give it. And in the Brit Yudin Moshe Leitz, another nafkamina, so to speak, he says the other way around. What happens if you make two avos and each one had a fox mishaber puta worth a ribbit? So now I owe you really a puta's worth of ribbit. I owe you a chati puta from Malva A and a chati puta from Malva B, but now in totality I owe you a shavar puta, but it will be niskaken. But if you learn like the other path, there's no chiv shava, and each hava bazunda was no chiv shava, there wouldn't be. So you can have nafkamina, but it's really not so practical because we don't really have ribbit on pox and shavar puta. All right. Another Chiddush, again, even though it's not so practical, not so lemaisa, is that there's an Imri Bina. The Imri Bina says that this miyit, or this pakas mishav repruta, that doesn't have a chiv hashav, and some rishonim hold are nesmait, don't even have a issa deraisa, so that that's only by money. But if you make up, here's $100, and pay me back $100, plus a toy, a tchotchke, which is worth pakas mishav repruta, a prize in a cereal box, whatever it is, which is worth pakas mishav repruta, the Imri Bina wants to say that since it's in the form of a kli, every kli has chashivas, and brings it right from shvus, we see that, it doesn't need the shiurim, and by other cases, he says there's a chashivas inherent in every kli, so if you make up a kli as a pakas mishav repruta, that avada lekuliyam will be awesome midaraisa, a regular alav, and then he starts having a suffix, will you have a chiv hashava? And he says that, which is halacha, which we didn't learn, which we have to show we will, is that if someone pays ribbis in the form of a kli, me'ikah din, the malva need not give back the kli. You only have to give back the value. So he says that since the chiv hashava is not the kli, the chiv hashava is only its value, so its value now is only pakas mishav repruta, so back to the din of einus kokan on the pakas mishav repruta. But the lav deraisa, you were over, just like a regular lav with a large amount of ribbis, because the chashivas of a kli, even though it's pakas mishav repruta, there is a chashivas and it's a regular ribbis. Okay. Now when the Ramah says call it the ribbis, the choshu aganata, choshu aganata. So pashtus, you look in Rashi, another Rishonim, really it's a Gemara. Gemara says call it the ribbis, it's aganata. That's the klal. Really pashtus, what the Gemara is trying to do is to be koilel, even aganata of mekochememke. This is very chiddush that the Ramah's fearing eyes, that there's such a thing called ribbis derabon and avak ribbis by mekochememke. That's because it's a klal, anything that you're getting aganata, scharam tona, even if it's derek mekokomemka, is awesome. That's Pasha Pshat. There is a sheet of Zoravid that says, kol, that Lashon, kol the Rebisa, kol shu aganata, that klal is to be koila, to include, even when it's muto, but let's say you have cases that you're allowed to be poiskin ala peris. Let's say we'll have a case that I'll sell you something for 110 for tomorrow. Don't pay me today, you can pay me tomorrow, but it's worth 110. Even though today it's worth 100, but I don't say it clearly, unless it's not Yatzai Shar, whatever, what we need to make it ambiguous, that people don't see clearly the Hamtana, and makes it Mutta, but if you say it's Machmas the Hamtana, if you leg through, oh, this is the reason why I'm trying to scar 110, it's for Schar Hamtana, that itself now will resurrect, and now it's a regular, it's a Ribbis to Rabbanim. Even when it's Mutta to be Paiskin, or it's Mutta to give Akdamas Mois, I pay you early, and therefore you give me a discount, but we don't reduce the discount, but if you say Lahedya, the reason I'm giving you a discount, because you're giving me the money up front, oh, that's already bingo, now you made a Schar Hamtana out of it, now you're going to make it now also Midir Rabbanim. That's the klal of the Rebbe, the kosher aganata, even if that really should be mutter, but if you read duch, that's for the hamtana, you're going to now make it awesome.
The Imri Bina you said before, as far as giving back with a plea, if you lend me money and I give it back with a rubber band or an envelope or anything like that.
Right, over the thing.
That's not, because you have an envelope, which is a plea.
Plus the rubber band. I hear. I wonder, the rubber band you were giving is maybe for your convenience.
Anyway,
it's maybe your convenience, but if you're doing it again, the rubber band should be a kli. It has a shtamshes, but you should know, unless it wouldn't be worth a kli, but it's a pakas mishav repruta, you still have an issa deraisa, or a tzavik issa deraisa, you can still have your shayla.
It's throw it out.
All right, but if you have a rubber band, which is a clue, you might make it even worse. Ah, yeah, very good. Ah, yeah. Another thing is that we, just not to confuse, Derech Melech Kamemka typically is where, like I said, where I charge you more for credit, or I give you a discount because you're giving me the money up front. That's the typical case. But it should not be confused with the following case, which happens occasionally. I'll sell you an item, and I'll tell you, you can pay me, let's say, next week, and it's going to, whatever, even if it'll be the same price, pay me the same $100, or let's say pay me more, but even that it's mutter to pay me more, whatever, whatever. But let's say, even, here's a $100 item, pay me next week $100. So it's Derech Melech Kamemka, and it wouldn't be a ribbis to rice. Even if I tell you to pay me $120, it would only be a ribbis to rabbonin. But what happens if I tell you, pay, here's $100, pay me $120, $100 next week, and then when it comes time to collection next week, I say, you know, where's the money? You owe me now, now it's time to pay. It's the mana parai. And you say, do me a favor, could you extend payment for another week? And I'll pay you, instead of 110, I'll throw in a, very happy you have the partner, I'll throw something into the deal, I'll give you this, or I'll give you extra. That's ribbis deraisa. Once you're marech the zman, means machmes the derech mekach, that was for the first man praying, whether it be 30 days, 60 days, whatever the time is. But once it was the gizman praying, and now you're asking for an extension, we paskin, so machlech zishon, but we paskin that an extension of a loan is a loan itself. Means, let's say I lend you money today and I say pay me back next week, and comes next week and you don't have the money, and you're saying, do me a favor, extend the loan another week and you give me ribbis, that's ribbis deraisa. That's like the havar, a new havar took place then by the harakas hazman, and giving me anything for that harakas hazman is a ksitzis ribbis for havar. So even if the choiv was machmas mekach, but if now I'm asking for an extension with an extra payment of ribbis, that will be a regular ribbis deraisa. That's ribbis ksitzis, which is yet to be the yonim.
You have two separate loans, so
this
will be two separate loans according to that
family. Yeah, it should be two separate loans. All right. I may as well to talk about something, a geshmak, a chakav, a shayla amongst the poiskim, is that very often you have, I lend you money, I mean we have it very often, someone lends money and he makes a deal of ribbits. Let's see, obviously we hope he's a shaygik, he didn't realize there was a ribbis, but let's say a regular case, he lends money by ribbis, and then when it comes time to pay the ribbis, or after he took it, he extended the loan, all of a sudden the lawyer becomes very righteous and says, oh, I asked my rabbi, but my rabbi said I can't pay you back the ribbis. So he took a loan for, let's say, a year, he borrowed $1,000 for a year, and asked at the end of the year to pay $1,100, and a week after he got the loan, he tells the guy, you know, I'm sorry, I thank you for the loan, but I can't pay you that extra $100 because it's ribbis.
Thank you.
He can't even tell him thank you, right. correct. So he had the problem here that he can't pay the ribbis. What's going to be? He wants to tell the Malva, I don't want it. Now the Malva says, look, you know, the only reason I was willing to let you have $1,000 for a year is because you're making my pockets, you know, you're oiling my pockets, you're giving me $100 at the end of the year extra. But stump to extend you a loan for, you know, I'm not a gemach, to give you a loan free for a year, I'm not interested. So the malva wants a taina, it's a mekach toif, it's a halva betoif. I did the okay, I wasn't interested in halva, I was only interested in halva on the terms of ribbis. So you're not giving me ribbis, I'm not interested in halva. If I would sell you something, I'm going to ask that you have to pay me. Let's say it's Alva Nopak Azuzi, it will take it extreme. I want the money, that's the only reason I'm selling you. And then you say, oh, for some reason you can't pay me, it's a Mekak Toys. If I rent you something and you say, for some reason you can't pay me, it's a Mekak Toys. Let's say, again, Alva Nopak Azuzi. If it's a, this is in the Etzim Halva, I'm giving you Halva with only terms what to give me ribbis. And now you don't want to give me ribbis, okay, but then give me back the Halva. That's a dog, I never wanted to give you the Halva. That is a Shaila Mansurvayan, it's a major Shaila. And the Beis Yosef, Tshuvas Beis Yosef says that it's not a halvah b'tayis. Tough luck, and the guy has to eat it, and he has to keep the halvah, extend the loan for a year. That's the Beis Yosef Shita. So Mishlam Melech and Kavitas, others hold, okay, they hold it is a halvah b'tayis, and you have a right to get back the money. Because I died to the hawker, I was never interested in extending such a loan. And then there are other poiskim who like make a pshara between the two, and say the following. That when it's a hava midaraisa, it's a hava beribis deraisa, it's a real issa, which ribis deraisa is an issa, sai for the malva, sai for the loiva, So another napkin deal, Ribbit Raita, Ribbit Rabbanim. Ribbit Raita is only, Ribbit Raita has an Itza Seifer, the Marva Seifer, the Loiva. Ribbit Rabbanim, most Ribbit Rabbanim are only us on the Marva, not on the Loiva. So he wants to make the following chilek. Where it's a Ribbit Raita, so the Loiva cannot pay, even if he wanted to pay, he's not allowed to pay. He's also for him to come through and carry through with the terms of the deal. So Tahava Batayis, you can't come through with your end of the deal because you don't want to pay me Ribbit. It's also, right? You just spoke to your rabbi. It's also, so you don't want to pay me. You don't want to pay me. So that's, you're negging on your agreement. So therefore, it's avabatayis. But where it's only ribbit to rabbanan, where the loiva be'etzem has a right to pay. It's a chiva on the malva. It might be the loiva might have an isla lefneiva, but it's only an isla on the malva. The chazal only asked the malva from taking ribbits. So there they want to say that it's not avabatayis. Because the loiva says, mitzad me, if you want to accept the money, I have no problem paying. I'm willing to keep my terms of the deal. So that if you can't make a mekatayis on it, you don't want to accept the money because you have an issue involved.
I'm not saying that over here. Okay, here's the difference. Here's the guy who says, I'm not giving the rabbit some money.
Right, okay, that's a sugar problem. I agree. Those are the three shitas. Comes along an Imre Yosher with, like, from left field, a blitz, and says, Ad kan, this whole, or he suggests, actually the Shoyal suggests, that Ad kan, this whole machloikis is only negel when everyone knew that there was really an issue involved. And they succumbed to the Yetzer Hara to Malva Beribis anyway. But if they were unaware that the transaction involved in Nisa Ribis, even in Nisa Ribis to Rabbanon, and now they found out about it, that he wants to say is Mamish Atoyis, had they known there would have been a Nisa involved, they would have never wanted to go through with the deal. Means the whole machloikis is if the toyis is that I'm not getting paid, you're not fulfilling the terms of the agreement. So the shaila, does that make it a mekach toyis, a havob toyis or not? That's the three shitas. But he's coming from a new thing. I have a non-sahadi that had I known there was a nis involved, I would have never wanted to go through the deal. So therefore it's a non-sahadi that makes it into a havob toyis. Mitzad the issa shabai, not mitzad you're not fulfilling your terms of the ribbit. Even if you're willing to fulfill the terms of the ribbit. So the problem is, the issa, I would never, a non-sahadi, I would never want to be over an issa de rabbanon, even issa de rabbanon, I would never want to be over to make a havob ribbit. And if a non-sahadi, it's not a havob, and it only is like the moisa pekodim biyodai. And then Yeshua tells the shoyal at the end that he's not so convinced that you can make a mekach toyis, a havob toyis, out of isurim. And he said, correct, and they bring the Akhrenim, very good, excellent. The Akhrenim bring a raya that you see by Mekach Toys. If you buy an animal and came out that it was a trefo, it makes a Mekach Toys. You know, nothing wrong with the animal, it's just an isn't valve.
Yeah, so better case than that
even. Oh, yeah, what's the better case?
Let's say we have the fast case that was
lazy
in the restaurant with the blood, right?
No, the other guy was a mechilo.
No, we sang the chat is, but she's a mechilo. Why is she a mechilo?
Because
what's the choice? The choice is either you're gone and being mishtamish.
Right.
Right?
Good. So that's a mechil. She made a business decision at that point to be moichel.
Right.
But here we're talking about, had I known there would have been this involved, I would have never wanted to do the deal. Here that lady made a wise decision, given the two opportunities. She took the better of the two evils.
Right,
but here we're talking about that it was a non-sadi. Had I known that there would have been an issa involved, I never would have gone through the deal. So that might make him into a havobotayis. And the Minkraspitim, the same one says, look in the Minkraspitim, you see it's not so partial. It's a major machlokes if you can make a non-sadi out of Yisurim. And we're going to really discuss a similar type of Ashal in Sifbeis as well from a Machna Frayim. But why am I telling you that you're going to have cases that it's a major nafkamin and that Shalom and Yeshua try to pull it off as well? Where, just a simple case, you have a case where a person wants to buy a house, doesn't have the money, a classical case in Lakewood, I'm sure all over, you get these at least once a week. A guy wants to buy a house, doesn't have the money, goes to his friend also doesn't have the money, but his friend has equity in his house, says, you know, I'll do you a favor, I'll take out a home equity line on my house, and here's the money, and pay back my home equity line. So that's Ribbis Daraisa. Because what it is the bank only recognizes me. Let's say I have the home equity line. Only recognizes me as the loiva. I'm the one who's responsible to repay the loan to the bank. And I, in turn, take that money and lend it to you. So there's a second hava going on. One from the bank to me, second from me to you. It's a separate hava. And with ribbis that you should pay back the bank that extra percent. This was a regular ribbis, suits a ribbis. It's also mederaisa. And then when it comes time now to the deal, can the malva now, okay, well, if that's the case, I'm not willing to extend you now for 30 years or whatever it is on your house. If you're not going to pay and cover my home equity line, then I want repayment immediately, so I shouldn't get burnt every single day to my home equity line.
And that's going to be a shaila, this shaila, whether the malva now could force the loiva an immediate repayment of the loan and claim there was a havah b'tayis. Had I known, I would have never given. Had I known that you weren't going to pay me the rivets, or had I known that there would have been this involved, I would have never extended this loan in such terms. And therefore, it's a havah b'tayis and give me back. And if you could say that, then you have certain hetayim that the malva could force the loiva to sell him part of his house. You could start working on aces, fixes out of the problem. Yes, yes, and no, depending. Certain hetiskas you might not be able to do, but yes, that might be an ether to make a hetiska on certain situations. Consult a competent halakha authority to see if you can make a hetiska there. But yes, on certain times you could. But generally speaking, it's a maisa b'choyam. A guy says, I should now eat it. I'm losing out. I only think I was doing you a toiva, but that is ribbis deraisim. And agav, just while we're on the point, you should know that it is ribbis deraisim, even though the malva is not directly benefiting anything from the loiva. He's only taking the very same ribbis that he's receiving from the loiva to pay off his home equity line. That's still ribbis deraisim, because there's two separate havas going on. I'm sure Ari must have discussed this last month, that there's two separate havas. I have my chiv to the bank, then there's a chiv from me to you, and that's part of it. That's going to be a ribbis deraisa. All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.